not, however, abating her one of her trials, nor any of her sufferings, for the sake of the sport her distresses would give to the tender-hearted reader as she went along, the last outrage excepted. That, indeed, partly in compliment to Lovelace himself, and partly for delicacy's sake, they were willing to spare her. But whatever were the fate of his work, the author was resolved to take a different method. He always thought that sudden conversions, such especially as were left to the candour of the reader to suppose and make out, had neither art nor nature, nor even probability in them, and that they were moreover a very bad example. To have a Lovelace for a series of years glory in his wickedness, and think that he had nothing to do but as an act of grace and favour to hold out his hand, to receive that of the best of women whenever he pleased, and to have it thought that marriage would be a sufficient amends for all his enormities to others as well as to her, he could not bear that. Nor is reformation, as he has shown in another piece, to be secured by a fine face, by a passion that has sense for its object, nor by the goodness of a wife's heart, nor even example, if the heart of the husband be not graciously touched by the divine finger. It will be seen by this time that the author had a great end in view.